The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCPQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Welcome to another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
We are here between us a little over 50 years of experience here in the financial world, financial markets, financial planning, and all the pieces in between. Mm-hmm. Steve has a little more on the trading side, so I think there's a chance we're going to talk a little bit about trading here, what's been going on. Last week we talked about all-time highs again, and then this week was a little bit of a different story.
Well, it ended differently.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Friday was a rough day.
Well, right, and Monday was, I don't want to toot our horn, but we both kind of said, I wouldn't be surprised if the NASDAQ got through 5,000, and sure enough, it did right away to start the week.
Didn't close above the all-time highs, though.
No.
5048, I think it is, isn't it?
Or 504, was the all-time high.
Yeah.
Right, but it did close over 5,000, right, on Monday. But maybe here we go again. Maybe the NASDAQ is the indicator of a drop on the way.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. But certainly when I had a look at the NASDAQ as an indicator, back in 2000 in March was when it was last up in these lofty areas.
Right.
So it's taken 15 years to get us back there. And over $4 trillion in Fed stimulus. So you've had a lot of pushing. And then the interesting thing for me, more interesting than that, is – over that 15-year time frame, then the actual stocks that represent, because everyone thinks that the NASDAQ is tech, right? It's the tech index.
Right.
But the tech index now has dropped from 65% tech companies to about 43 or 42% tech.
Of the whole NASDAQ index.
So it's not even tech, isn't even half the index anymore.
Okay.
And then the other interesting thing was when I went back to 2000 and I had a look at that, because everyone's saying, oh, well, it's not nearly as overvalued as it was back then. And sure enough, you know, there's a little bit of a few things that aren't quite as overvalued as it was. But when you start scratching back the layers of the onion, I mean, you find things like Twitter and, you know, Facebook at a 72% multiple. And, I mean, Google is at 27, 28. I mean, these multiples are out there. Amazon is the third largest driver of the NASDAQ stock.
Okay.
And it didn't even make money. So it's PE is infinite.
Right.
So I mean, it's very frothy. And of course, to drive the index all the way back up there, you had to have new names show up. So I mean, Apple's now, of course, number one.
Right.
And then you've got, I think it is Google, and then Amazon, and then the old stalwart Microsoft, which is actually used to be number one, but now it's number four, I believe. And then I think it's Facebook or someone else that fills in the fifth spot. But, I mean, gone are the Intels and Cisco. And, I mean, those guys are still in the top 10, but they've definitely been hammered down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at their business models, it's you know, it's looking a bit shaky. So you might be right. I mean, 5,000 might just be a step too far.
Is that the ceiling? Is it a trigger? Because – I mean, we've talked about it. You hear lots of people out there talking about it.
Right. It's certainly,
And where is that ceiling? You can only run like this for so long without lots of economic data. But we've talked about this. The economic data is slowly starting to finally look better than it has for the last 5 years.
It depends where you look. And that's the thing, is the rest of the world is struggling. The U.S. is looking a lot better. But interesting, just for an index like the NASDAQ, a lot of those big companies like Apple and Google and Amazon and Microsoft and all of these big companies, a lot of their revenues and profits are garnered from offshore, outside of the United States. Now, those sales are being hurt because the rest of the world isn't performing too well. But worse than that for these guys is that the dollar's got really strong. So all of those revenues and income from those countries, when they translate it into dollars,
their currency,
then it hits the bottom line because it doesn't convert as quite as powerful as it used to, right? So you've got a watered down income. So that means two things. Number one, either they overinflated the stock prices, or else you are going into uncharted territory, and yeah, you need to have an undercarriage when you land, you know?
Kind of important.
Yeah, so that's the problem where we are right now. But we've been here and there and all over the place for a long time now.
Right.
And as experts in this field, you sort of see a few warning signs. But as we all know, I mean, that doesn't mean just because you went through a red light doesn't mean there's a cop standing there to catch you. You know? You might go through 50 red lights, and eventually there's someone there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't advise that, but I'm just saying it's a similar thing with the indices. At some point, there's going to be a bump in the road, and normally you see the odd hiccup happening every sort of 12 to 14 months if you want to just use the statistical, you know, history as a statistic. And we haven't seen anything for almost 4 years now.
Right.
So you're just wondering, you know, wow, when it comes, if it comes, how big is it going to be? And I don't really think there is an if in it, because if you want to go back into history, there's always going to be
a blow up
somewhere. I mean, I don't want one.
Well, again, something we talked about over the last couple of weeks, probably a few times, which happened on Friday, all the stock, the major indexes were hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
And the bond market got hit pretty hard at the same time.
Which was pretty funny.
Which,
and so did the gold. Gold just got pounded. Gold was down $35 an ounce or something.
Yes. Yeah, down to $11.68.
Yeah, it got smashed.
More than 2.25% for the day. So
everything just went.
Everything's down. Somebody's wrong. As we've talked about this in the past. They don't all move together up or down.
No.
So because of just the balance, and that goes to the whole philosophy of creating a diversified portfolio, including bonds and stocks, so that one protects the other in tough times.
Yeah, you got creamed across the board.
Right. So your balanced portfolio is now beat up after Friday.
Correct.
And so,
yeah,
we don't know who's lying, but someone clearly is, because look at the history of the markets. They don't move together. If it happens, it's for a very, very short period of time.
Correct. And I mean, what you could say is that there's still that undercurrent from the Fed saying that they're thinking of raising interest rates, which could have been one of the reasons the bond market went down at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I believe you that would be a temporary thing. If the stock market just carries on taking it on the chin, the money's got to go somewhere else. And typically it flows into bonds, which drives those prices back up and keeps the yield low.
And that's something, if you look around the globe,
where,
like you already talked about, the U.S. economy is one of the only ones that's showing signs of life and actually starting to look relatively strong. In Germany, which I would say, if I looked across the globe, that might be the other place I would consider putting money, they're currently a negative yield. So if you invest in their government debt,
you pay them.
You're paying them some percent.
Now, that's a good investment.
Yeah, for the government.
I know plenty of those investments. Those ones seem to be easy.
Yes.
But yeah, I know. And then, you know, you've got China that's really slowing down. I mean, they'll struggle to do a 6% growth rate this year, which for us as America would be fantastic. That would be off the chart. But for them, they've coming from 10%. So 6 is almost like a recession to them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's I mean, it's interesting times. It's always interesting times, to be honest. I don't think there's ever a normal time.
Right.
I don't even know what that looks like anymore, to be honest. Think back over the last 15 years. And that's the other thing on the stock market, getting back, this index getting back. Well, you've been, sure, you might be back to whole. I don't know how you would do that, but maybe you are. But then even if you just made your money back over 15 years, you've lost 15 years worth of inflation, which means that the index to actually get whole needs to be around about 7,000, not five.
Right.
So
which that's a long
way away from
five. Whole nother show to get into the details of how that works.
I always wanted to know what a whole nother is.
A whole nother.
Yeah. It's definitely a Southern Californian thing. Everyone goes, when I first said it, I'm like, what's a whole nother? You've taken one word, another, and split it into two, right? Give me more coffee. Jim.
Flashbacks to high school or grade school.
I'm doing my son. You see, this is the thing.
Thank you.
Do homework all the time.
Well, stick around. When we come back, we will talk about what are some of the other options that are available with this type of volatility seemingly here to stay in the markets, what some of the other options are out there that can kind of level the playing field for you and give you a more comfortable strategy. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, KCBQ, The Answer.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
Do you want to invest in real estate but think it's too expensive? You need to talk to Columbus Turnkey Houses. Columbus Turnkey Houses is the leading provider of cash flow real estate in Columbus, Ohio. California investors are flocking to Columbus, Ohio to acquire cash flow properties because the prices are so low and the rents are so high. Columbus Turnkey Houses make it easy. They are located in Columbus and are assisting investors like you right now with sourcing, purchasing, financing, maintenance, and management of your investment property. So you can sit back, relax, and get your money working for you. Visit them online at ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com or pick up the phone and call 614-285-3600. California investors are raving about Columbus Turnkey Houses. Call today at 614-285-3600 or visit them online at ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. Your investment property is waiting for you.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
AM AM 1170, The Answer, and AM 1170, TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back. Boy, listen to those ads, Steve. Hawaii Fudge Company.
Yes, sir.
They have a couple new products.
They do. I tell you, I'm very chuffed with them.
Salted toffee.
And caramel.
I must say that if you want to hit a home run with your spouse or significant other.
Or your tongue.
Or yourself. Order some of that up.
I agree.
That is amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I got a small sampling of it, and I will say I got a really small sampling of that sample because my wife took it and said, this is amazing, and wouldn't put it down. So.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
So, okay. Well, interesting week with the markets.
Well, just while we were just on the indices a little bit earlier, you saw that Apple is now in the Dow, right?
Yes.
And so they tossed out AT&T.
Okay.
So AT&T is once again out of the Dow. I think it's been in and out a couple
of times.
They'll
be back.
Yeah. But the interesting thing, the real point to it is when we're talking about indices and getting back, making you whole and getting back to 5,000, I mean, here's a classic example of how the index changes.
Right.
They constantly adding companies. I mean, back in 2000, I don't know if anyone even remembers JDS Uniphase or Sycamore or, PMC Sierra or Broadcom or all these companies that were just going nuts. Mm-hmm. And now they're basically gone. There's still some of them are still around, but at fractions of what they were back then. And you've got new companies, like we said, Google and these companies that have come up, right? So if you aren't adjusting that portfolio like the indices are, and you held that original NASDAQ index from 2000, you didn't change the stocks out. You just happened to have one of each of those shares. Mm-hmm. You are at about 1,500 right now, still right. Today.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of those companies that don't even exist.
Exactly. And a lot of them
moved out of the index.
Yeah, I mean, PMC Sierra, and I know this stock intimately because I traded this thing from 2 to 250, sold, and it went to 255 and then turned around and went back to 3. So that was a fantastic trade. But I think it's at 6 or 7 now. So you think about that. That's come a long way, right?
Yes.
And you still, if you'd held that stock all the way, you would be up, but you would be barely up over 15 years. You wouldn't be close to that 5,000 number.
Right.
So that's just something else people have to understand about these indices. When you're trying to keep up with them and say, match, take your portfolio and try and say, wow, we haven't done as well as the NASDAQ, or we're here. It's impossible because they're constantly changing what the companies are that make up the index.
Right. And that's where an investment like an ETF comes in, where
right.
they do that work for you. That's the only activity that goes on in most
Correct.
ETFs because they're passively managed. The only time you'll see transactions going on within that ETF is when AT&T has to be removed from the index because
yep.
that's you're investing in, say, the QQQ, which tracks the NASDAQ.
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of selling out of the AT&T stock
mm-hmm.
and a lot of buying into the Apple while these guys rejig
right.
their portfolio.
Right. Being added to an index is usually a pretty good thing for,
yeah.
for a stock.
Yeah, initially anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to go up because there's a lot of trading
buying yeah.
just from those initial.
Although on the flip side, there are people who have to sell because now it's being taken out of their index and moved to another one, and they actually have to offload. So
right.
there's a lot of
some
in millions and billions actually of shares will trade hands just
right.
because of that one switch. Crazy.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting.
Yes. Well, with all this, one thing we want to emphasize, this could be a really short-term activity, which typically when you see transactions like this, you see these big down days, it almost always is a pretty short-term event. We've seen this before. The market's looking like they're going to drop
right.
because they haven't in so long. They start to drop just a little bit, then all of a sudden, 2 days later, they're hitting all-time highs. So you need to understand that. You need to know whether or not a longer down period is going to have a negative impact on what you're trying to accomplish, and you need to make your decisions based on those facts, not just panicking and say, oh, the market was down 200 points today, I have to sell.
Right.
That, in many cases, can be the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yeah, it has to be an overall strategy.
Right.
And you can't look, you. I mean, you do need to look at positions individually just to decide whether it fits within your overall strategy. But you don't just sell a position just because it went down. If it still fits within your overall strategy, you keep it.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, again,
that's how you diversify.
Here we go again with Warren Buffett.
Right.
He says it doesn't matter what's happening today.
Correct.
If you're buying a good company, it's better to buy it on sale. But if you're buying a good company, it doesn't matter what the price is today.
Right.
Because if it's a good company, it's growing, it's doing the right things, it's going to grow over a period of time. And
Have to have the discipline to hold it.
Right. Not get caught up in the...
Right.
That one period of time when there's just negative news out there, even if it's not pertaining to that company, it could be pertaining to the industry, and you see a lot of companies get dragged down that there's no justification.
Correct.
Other than the guilt by association factor. How many industries have you seen that happen?
Yep.
Where one company, one flagship company gets their name in the news for the wrong reasons and really starts getting dragged down, and
right.
then everybody in that arena just starts going down with them.
Right.
That is when the opportunities arise, when you know company XYZ is a great company, they're going down for no reason.
Correct.
Let's buy them, they're on sale.
Yep, agreed. Agreed. And that's how a lot of wealth is transferred, to be honest.
Yep.
When the market goes down, that's when the opportunities arise. You just have to. The problem with it is whenever those opportunities arrive, by then you're so scared.
Right.
You've given away money left and right. The last thing that's even entering your head is to start buying something.
Right.
You know?
It's what's another Buffett quote?
Yeah.
When the tide goes out.
You know who's swimming naked, yeah.
And that's related to the markets. When the markets drop,
yeah.
You know who should and shouldn't be invested in what
right.
they're invested in by
exactly.
the panic selling that goes on.
Yep, agreed. So, agreed.
Well, what are some of the solutions? What are some of the things that can help smooth this out? Because it does appear that volatility is here. There are going to be these big swings.
Yeah, we've had them for years.
Right. It's a good solid 5 years. I mean, last year we ended up pretty significantly, but
yeah, it didn't
you could very easily have been flat or negative for the year and not had a bad year.
Correct.
To be perfectly honest, the way the markets behaved last year.
Yeah. I have to say that a lot of my investments nowadays are turning towards real estate and trying to derive some kind of yield out of real estate investments without taking as little risk as possible. It's not easy to find, but it is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are options, there are opportunities. I don't find a lot of them in Southern California, to be honest, because it's just so expensive here. And you just tie up so much money and with one property where when you look outside of the country and you look across.
Outside of the country?
Sorry, outside of the county. I
okay.
mean, we're really having
where
a
are you
field
investing?
Day. With, well, I am outside of the country too with some of my real estate things, and that's worked out well. But if you're outside of the county and you're looking out, even Arizona, Nevada, places like this, suddenly the prices become way more affordable. The rents aren't that much less, to be honest.
Sorry.
So suddenly things start cash flowing and providing you quite a good yield on your investments. And then you don't have to worry about so much about the volatility in the stock market because you're getting that nice cruise.
Insulating yourself.
Yeah.
And there's talk, and maybe we can cover this very quickly, about things that don't correlate to the market.
Yes.
You want to explain that a little bit in the next
Yeah,
minutes?
I mean, that would be – it's what you're looking for in a diversified portfolio. And that's why I was telling you earlier when some things are going down, you don't just sell. Because if they're negatively correlated to everything else, that's your safety net down there. The one that's going down when everything else is going up. Because if it's done right, when everything else goes down, it goes up.
Right.
Right? And that's your little insurance policy. And if it is your insurance policy, that would be called negatively correlated to your other investments. That's your little insurance policy. So you don't sell that when it's going down because you're going, okay, if it's fine, it's doing its job. And then if you've done a good enough job, when everything else goes down, it comes storming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are pieces of your portfolio in reality that should be doing pretty badly when the market goes up. Otherwise, you're overly aggressively invested in too much of a flat, what I call a flat portfolio rather than a properly diversified portfolio. And so if everything's moving at once, then you don't have that. They don't have that safety.
Right. You should be uncomfortable if your entire portfolio is going up at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that means your entire portfolio will drop at the same time.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, you take a classic example, which would be oil right now. It's just been pounded. And that's helping the economy, you know, rebound because people have got more money in their wallets. But that said, if oil turned around tomorrow and shot back to $150 a barrel, you'd see inflation, there'd be interest rates would go up, everything. But, I mean, it would be sort of a nice thing to have in your portfolio at that point in time, right?
Absolutely. And
so some people just want to get out, but it's probably the wrong time.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to have some special guests on air with us today and to cover some of the concepts you just introduced. So stick around. We'll be right back. You listen to the Portfolio Doctors, KCBQ, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Want your savings to earn 8%? How about 10 or 12%? Sounds too good to be true? Then you need to talk to Columbus Turnkey Houses. Columbus Turnkey Houses is the leading provider of cash flow real estate in Columbus, Ohio. California investors are flocking to Columbus, Ohio to acquire cash flow properties because the prices are so low, the rents are so high. Columbus Turnkey Houses make it easy. They are located in Columbus and are assisting investors like you right now with sourcing, purchasing, financing, maintenance, and management of your investment property. So you can sit back, relax, and get your money working for you. Visit them online at columbusturnkeyhouses.com or pick up the phone and call 614-285-3600. California investors are raving about Columbus Turnkey Houses. Call today, 614-285-3600, or visit them online at columbusturnkeyhouses.com. Your cash flow is waiting for you.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors. I'm Dan Osgood.
I'm Steve Bick.
And Steve, I will let you, since I put it at you, what are some of the other options? I'll let you introduce our special guests.
Yeah. Dave, I think you're on the line, aren't you?
Hey, Steve, I'm here with RJ.
Okay, Dave and RJ from Columbus Turnkey Houses. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit earlier about alternatives, and I was saying that I've been doing a fair amount of investing in properties outside of California just because the prices that I find out there and the yields on the investments are so much better than you can get here. So it's timely that we had you guys on the show today just to explain some of the things that you're seeing. I know you guys specialize in Columbus and other parts of the country, but maybe you can fill us in a little bit on what you do.
Sure. This is Dave. I'll start out. We, my business partner, RJ, and I, we're here local in Columbus, and we've been investing in real estate since 2005. We do a lot of renovations, fix and flip properties, but RJ and I also have our own portfolio of investment rental properties, and we've been buying and holding real estate together since 2012. And a lot of people saw the returns that we were getting and the great properties and the prices and the cash flow we were getting, and that really sparked up a lot of demand. And then more and more investors, especially out-of-state investors, started approaching us and saying, hey, can you help me acquire some cash flow properties? So, you know, in addition to managing our own portfolio, we also provide great cash flow properties to other investors for their portfolio.
So you guys have stuff on the books right now that if anyone wanted to call in and you'd have something ready to go right now, is it?
Yes, we do. The properties go pretty fast. In fact, we have almost like a little waiting list of investors, but we do have properties right now that would be excellent cash flow properties.
Yeah, and I mean, in California, people are lucky to get 4 to 6%, you know, return on their investment if you're buying a rental investment style properties. But what do you guys see out in Columbus?
Hey, Steve, it's RJ.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. A lot of the returns we're seeing are north of 10%, and it's, you know, the areas too. The areas are really, you know, working class, so the tenants are really, you know, they're solid tenants. They pay their rent on time, and it just makes it easier for their, you know, the management company. It makes it easier for us.
No, when you say 10%, that's buying the house free and clear. When people come in, they just buy the house from you guys in one shot, right? Or is there a loan against the property?
You know, when our investors come in, they have an option of using cash to buy the properties, because we do have a cash price. Mm-hmm. And then we also provide financing, because financing is coming around again. We work with some local banks, as well as a bank that's out of town, and they can get the investors financed to buy these properties as well.
Yeah, but this 10% you guys are talking about, that's when the property, someone walks in, they pay cash for the house, and they're still yielding about 10% on that money, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And if
yeah,
they're using
amazing.
Their cash-on-cash return is actually even better than that.
Correct. I mean, obviously, in the rental market, you do need to set aside some money to be able to handle the renovations and the just to make sure that things aren't falling apart. So you need to set aside normally, 1.5% of the purchase price, they estimate, just to be as your rainy day fund. But outside of that, it's still, you know, you're getting, you know, 8, 10, 12% return on your investment. And it's about as safe as you can get, because you own the house free and clear.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's good to have like a little bit of a safety bank, like you were saying, for when something happens, you might have a major repair, like a furnace or something goes out. So the property management team here, you know, we keep a close eye on what's going on with our clients' properties, because if you can save them some money, you know, it's good for us and it's good for them too.
Yeah, now why? I mean, I've never been to Columbus. I hear that there's a fairly okay college football team over there. And what else goes on?
Well, it's let's backtrack a little bit. pay our respects here to The Ohio State University. We're very, very happy and very proud of our guys.
They're has-beens, aren't they?
National champions, and we're gonna do our best to repeat next year. But I was going down in Columbus. It's actually, you know, probably the best market in the state of Ohio. Multiple Fortune 500 companies. AEP is here. What a lot of people don't know is Limited Brands Clothing is here. So that's
right.
All the, Express and Abercrombie and Victoria's Secret and things like that. Chase is out here. AT&T is out here. But it is the capital city. We have pro sports teams. We have a Columbus Crew, which is the MLS soccer team is out here, and then we also have the Columbus Blue Jackets, which is the NHL team.
All right.
So it's very stable. The university helps a lot. And what they've found is, you know, a lot of the people who come from other places to attend Ohio State University end up staying here and starting families. It's never gone down in population, Columbus, Ohio. And it's actually the only Midwest city that can say that.
Wow. Oh, that's good. I mean, the demographic trends are in your favor. And I think with the university, I mean, that's just such a great university. And I was obviously tongue-in-cheek earlier. But it's, you know, I think to me that's one of the attractions is when you can have a marquee type thing, a business or university or hospital or something like that, that anchors a town like that does. I think you really have got something.
And that's important to for your listeners is Columbus, Ohio. When investors in California, when they're investing in Columbus, you know, you're not going to see the big appreciation dips and spikes like you do in California and Arizona and Nevada and places like that. But this is a very, very strong cash flow market.
Right.
And that's what people appreciate. The prices are low. The rents are very high and stable. And like RJ was saying, you know, to have a little maintenance kitty tucked away, we do a great job on the front end when we rehab properties before we sell them to one of your listeners or an investor. We replace all the mechanicals. And the investor is not going to really have to worry about major expenses for at least 5 years. That's kind of, you know, we stand behind our work, and we use all licensed professionals to rehab these properties.
Yeah, good. And then just give us an idea. I mean, when people hear cheap in California, you're thinking of like $300,000-$400,000 for a property. And I know that that sort of would be the most expensive one I think you guys have on the books. I mean, typically you guys are around about $50,000, right?
Yeah, Steve, we're right around 50 to about 100.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of alarming to some people. Like, to some investors, they're just shocked at those prices. But what the reality is just that's, you know, the median price range here in Columbus is about 130. And so that's the big draw, again, too, is the price of, you know, your investment is anywhere from 50 to 100, rents from 750 to about 1200.
Right. So let's just take as an example, let's say it's $1,000 a month rent. That's 12 grand a year in income. Let's say you spend 60 grand on this property. I mean, there you go. That's where you get your yield from, because now you're 20%. Even if you set aside 5% of that for maintenance and repairs that probably won't be needed for a while, you're still doing 15% return on your money, which, I mean, you think about it, a 10-year note, you put your money in there, you're going to earn 2%.
Two and a quarter right now.
Yep. So, I mean, that's why I really have been pushing to try and get you guys on the show, because I just think it's such a fantastic opportunity for California investors, people that are sitting on cash or things like that, that are looking outside of the box, because this is a little bit of a step outside of most people's, sure, you know, comfort zone. It's like, where's Columbus? I mean, I don't know if many people can even find it on a map, let alone, you know, wire $50,000 into a supposed black hole. But, you know, these aren't black holes. This is definitely a legitimate investment. I've vetted it myself, and it's these guys are coming through. So what else can you add to us? Give us any more color or flavor of what's going on out there?
Sure, sure. Well, just a little bit about RJ and I, and, you know, it is a pleasure to be on the show. I know, you know, we've been wanting to get on for a while, but we're really a relationship-driven company. So a lot of it, over 70% of our business last year came from referrals and repeat buyers, because what we found is when, you know, people put their toe in the water, they'll come in and, you know, buy one property. But once they experience our team, because it's very much a team, we have, you know, the team here locally in place to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on. And when people, you know, actually experience our team and our service, they always refer friends and family. So, you know, we take our business very seriously, and your investors and California investors, you know, we'd love to work with them and earn their business. But as a whole, you know, here in Columbus, it is the capital city, like I said, and growing population. You're not going to see the large appreciation spikes or anything like that, but
you know, we've been able to keep things rented, and that's a big factor here. We have very little vacancy, and you know, our investors just really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't think you need a big appreciation spike when you're making 15% return on your money. I mean, I think that anyone out there who's earning less than two or one, this is a great opportunity. Because think about it, at worst, let's say you put your 50 grand in and you make your 15% for the next 2 to 3 years, and then you need the money back. It's not going to be that hard to sell that property.
Right.
I'd say you could probably liquidate the thing within 60 days. I mean, what do you guys think?
I mean, it just, it kind of makes it a no-brainer for us, you know, when we're looking at investing here in, locally and getting these rental properties. We couldn't find them elsewhere, you know?
Right.
And looking at the economies in, you know, versus us in like Cleveland or even Cincinnati, it's just pretty solid here in Columbus. I mean, there's so much going on, and the population keeps growing, and jobs our unemployment rate is really low, so it's not hard to get jobs here. A lot of our tenants. Right.
Well, that's
been in their jobs for 2 years, 3 years plus.
Well, how can someone get a hold of you? What's the best way?
You know, the best way is to just get on our website, because you'll be able to email us and also call us. But our website is www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. You can also call us at 614-285-3600.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us today. Great information.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It was our pleasure.
Great. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
And stick around when we get back. It is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. When we come back, we will kind of wrap things up, talk a little more on what we've talked about today, and wish you all a great weekend.
AM1170TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM1170 The Answer.
Do you want to invest in real estate but think it's too expensive? You need to talk to Columbus Turnkey Houses. Columbus Turnkey Houses is the leading provider of cash flow real estate in Columbus, Ohio. California investors are flocking to Columbus, Ohio to acquire cash flow properties because the prices are so low and the rents are so high. Columbus Turnkey Houses make it easy. They are located in Columbus and are assisting investors like you right now with sourcing, purchasing, financing, maintenance, and management of your investment property. So you can sit back, relax, and get your money working for you. Visit them online at ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com or pick up the phone and call 614-285-3600. California investors are raving about Columbus Turnkey Houses. Call today at 614-285-3600 or visit them online at ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. Your investment property is waiting for you.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170. The answer.
Welcome back. Well, that was great information. Interesting to learn that there are some real estate opportunities outside of California. I understand there is a lot of value to California investing. It's close. It's easy to look at. But another thing we didn't have time to really talk with them about that we just talked about on the break, there's a what-if scenario. You talked about just right. buying these properties outright.
If the only reason I suggested that was because, firstly, it's cheap.
Right.
And then you own the thing free and clear, so the risk just drops like a stone.
Right. And some of the risks, to just cover that quickly, is if you buy it outright and you don't have a renter, there's no monthly cost
Correct.
Associated. There's no mortgage payment that you need to come up with.
There's a tax you have to pay
right.
once a year, but
taxes.
It's minimal. I mean, you've only spent $50,000 on the place.
Right. But another way where this kind of shows the leverage capabilities of financing.
Correct.
Where you could take that same $50,000.
The house, yep.
That you might invest in one.
And, oh, yeah.
And potentially buy five
Correct.
Properties. And
yep.
if you do this, it's a almost ridiculous rate of return based on the dollars invested. Because if we just assume you're putting $10,000 down.
Yeah, 20%. Yep.
And financing $40,000.
Yep.
What's your payment?
Your payments like $150 a month.
$150, $200. So
yeah.
we'll just say at the end of the year, it's $2,500 that would be your net
okay.
payments that you're making. If you're making the $750
and
that was
the lowest. That's the lowest rent. So you should be able to make $750 pretty easily.
Okay. So we'll assume you're doing that.
Yeah.
If you take the $150 off the top.
Yeah.
So that puts you to $600
yeah.
per month.
Well, you said 200, so call it 550.
Okay, 550.
And then let's say you strip out $50 you put aside just for your rainy day fund.
Mm-hmm.
So you're down to $500 and multiply that by 12. So you've got $6,000. On your $10,000 you put down, you're making 60% return.
Right. You're getting $6,000 in income and you
yep.
only actually spent $10,000 of your own money.
Right.
And that's netting out the payments and everything else
and
for
the
mortgage.
And taxes and that, yep.
So that shows the power. And if you did that across five properties.
Yeah, suddenly you've got five times six is
$30,000
a year
on $50,000 invested.
Correct.
That's
yep.
That's a nice supplemental income.
Yes, exactly.
So,
that's why I wanted these guys on the show because
right.
it's, I mean, people have to realize that there's stuff like this going on out there.
Sure.
And these are the type of investments that I look at all day long. And I wanted to introduce an idea to other people
right.
Just to show them, hey, look around.
Right. And you need to understand the different risks associated with the different ways of
right.
trying to get one of these properties. One challenge that is there is the fact that it is Columbus, Ohio, or another state that's not right around the corner. It's not easy to go
no.
take a look at what is there. And there's a lot of value to that. There's value to being able to go drive down the street on a piece of next to a piece of property that you own and take a look at it and make sure it's being kept up.
Is that, I've always found that to be good and bad
mm-hmm.
because some of the properties I invest in, I don't see at all.
Right.
I don't know whether the neighborhood's bad or good or whatever. I'm looking at the numbers, right? And the numbers are working and the safeties and securities there so I can invest in it. And sometimes if I drove over there, I'd go, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to invest in this.
I have to sell this quick.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I've had some real home runs in those types of neighborhoods where you're buying the house at like 10, 15 grand a piece. The rent's $400 or $500 a month. So, you know, everyone has to have a place to stay.
Right.
And it's not that bad. And once you get your mind around it and you actually, it's more of an ego thing. And so sometimes not seeing it is almost better.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say don't see something,
correct,
but I'm just saying.
And you have to weigh what you're comfortable with. If you were going to make an investment like this, what you're comfortable with. Do
correct.
You want to be able to see it or do you not care? As long as the numbers are working.
If you're looking for a place for grandma to stay, I'm not sure you know, you're going to ship her off to Ohio. But
you never know. I mean, it sounds like it's one of those unique places in the Midwest that people go and say, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I have seen that. Other places like Minneapolis, you hear the same thing.
Yeah.
People go from Southern
Memphis,
California and never want to leave. So
it's
possible, but we just wanted to put some different ideas. We're not saying now run out and go buy real estate just like this.
No, but if you want to discuss it further, you know, feel free to give us a call.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll go into much more detail on what the pros and cons are, where your risks are is the biggest thing, because we want to make sure if it's something you want to do that it is the right fit for what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
Those yields all sound nice, but there are risks associated with it.
Correct. So, like anything.
So we'll sit down and help you out. So that just about does it for us today. Steve, great show.
Yeah, we made it.
Thank you. Todd, thank you again. Very great job taking care of us, keeping us on time.
Well done.
You've been listening to the Portfolio Doctors on KCBQ The Answer. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com, or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.